We have Mike Ducey from Fox 4 sitting in for George this morning. Sean filling in for Gordo as well in the corner. He will host that event coming up in 35 minutes. But right now, and this is always really nice, Mike gives us a glimpse into his world as he reads from Ducey's diary.
All right, Craig, thank you. And thank you, everyone. Good morning. You know, it's just I keep a little bit of a journal, a kind of informal thing, not a big deal, and I don't have anything big thing out of anything. But it's something I call Mike Ducey's sports diary. It spans the time between the last time I was on the ticket, which happened to be a week fill-in job with, that was awkwardly stated, with Donovan back in July, up to the present day. So just a few entries from that period of time. Jerry, if you have something upbeat for us here to get us going, thank you very much. July 9th, I'm sweating, shivering, lying on the floor in the back seat of my 1995 K car in the ticket parking garage. I've just completed a four-day stint with Donovan Lewis filling in for the legendary Norman Hitzkus on the Normandy invasion, weekdays from 10 until noon on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket. Let's just say my performance was not exactly legendary. It didn't, as they say, go well. My thoughts were exactly not flowing eloquently from my lips, and when they weren't all that provocative. As I was leaving the studio, I overheard Donnie say, quote, "This dude's generic, even for a white guy." Ouch, man. Oh, well, tomorrow is another day.
That's sad. It's sad entry.
Just end on something positive, though. July 21st. Dateline, Oxnard, California. Hey, it's the start of Dallas Cowboys training camp, and I'll be darned, but I'm here. And I didn't even have to drive. Pause for laughter. After last year's disappointing COVID-riddled, injury-filled season, the Cowboys are hoping to gear up for a better year with the fun all beginning here in Cali. All of the attention is on Dak's surgically repaired ankle, but as camp begins, I have a hunch his shoulder might give him some problems, cause him to miss a good deal of camp, leading to some uncertainty entering the regular season as he misses all of the preseason games. Just a feeling I have entering camp.
Wow, your gut feels are amazing.
August 11th. Feeling kind of down today. Back in studio on a daily basis now, and on this particular day, let's just say things aren't humming along. Hair's flat, having trouble reading the prompter, didn't know what to do with my hands, looked even more bloated than usual. Anywho, I felt as though I had managed to overcome all of these things and put on a pretty good little show. So imagine my disappointment when I got the email later. It came from my coworker, longtime friend, legendary anchor. I speak, of course, of Clarice Tinsley, who was working from home. Clarice asked me simply, "Was I okay?" It looked as though there was, quote, something wrong with me. She said to me, "Hey, it's nice to know people care, right? Oh, well, tomorrow is another day." August 27th. It's the Tito's Handmade Vodka End of Summer Bash presented by Macho Self Storage. Typically, it's just Summer Bash, but I guess it was delayed because of the COVID-19 coronavirus pandemic. So the title was cleverly amended into End of Summer Bash. Anywho, it features ticket roundtables, games, prizes, beer, food, and all of the Summer Bash shenanigans. I've had so much fun at ticket events through the years and have appreciated being invited to take part, maybe even to do a number with the Ticket Time Wasters band. So it was kind of a bummer this year when I just had to listen to the fun on the radio like any other random spare P1 might have to.
Uh-oh.
It's almost as though the station forgot about me this year.
We forgot to extend the invitation.
Someday they'll remember. Someday they'll all remember.
The veiled threat.
August 31st. Don't know if you've heard, but this is the week that legendary WFAA Channel 8 Spirit of Texas sports anchor and commentator Dale Hansen will be doing his final broadcast for the station. There's hardly been any coverage of it, as he's quietly bowing out of the local sportscasting scene. ha ha, I am being sarcastic and using irony because it's actually gotten a lot of attention. From the front page of the Dallas Morning News to a certain sports radio station showing a nauseating amount of reverence. Anywho, we get it. You're quitting. You're calling it quits after 67 years of informing, entertaining, berating, and talking down to North Texans. On this night, though, on Fox 4, the station that doesn't get nearly as much attention except from, you know, the viewers who make it number one in the most desirable demographic, on this night on Fox 4, yours truly does his own little tribute to Dale, during which I do somewhat of an impersonation. It goes over quite well, if I do say so myself. At last check, it had about 260,000 views on the Twitter. But okay. Who's counting? Anyway, the more I thought about this, it occurred to me and kind of got me to feeling a little bit down. The first time people have paid attention to me in years, and it's only because I'm imitating the guy who's dominated the market during the entire duration of my time here. Oh, well, I'll keep plugging away, man. September 9th, the Dallas Cowboys open the season with a matchup in Florida against TB12 Tom Brady and the Super Bowl champion Buccaneers. Wow, what a challenge to open the season for this Dallas team. When I look ahead to the season, and I'm just spitballing here, I'm thinking they might lose a close one tonight, but then reel off six straight wins with a quarterback who's playing MVP caliber football before straining a calf on the last play of an overtime win at New England. I think they have a chance, and this sounds crazy, to steal a game at Minnesota with a backup Cooper Rush at quarterback as he leads a late drive that cements his place in Cowboys lore, along with Clint Longley and Jason Garrett as backup QBs who came up big on the national stage. I think this Dan Quinn-led defense will surprise everybody by taking the ball away at an unusually high rate, led by a second-year corner, Trayvon Diggs, the early season favorite for NFL defensive MVP. Again, just a hunch, but a 6-1 start seems totally conceivable for this team, in spite of the fact that the head coach will be criticized at every turn because of the aggressive decisions he's made, although we criticize the old coach for 9 years for not being aggressive enough. Again, just a hunch.
You wrote all of that in early September. That's amazing.
That was the morning of the Tampa Bay game.
Wow. Incredible.
September 22nd, feeling kind of down today.
Oh, dear.
So I thought I'd check in with Dad and give him a call. Rang him up, said, "Hey, Dad." He said, "Hey, Mark." I said, "Mike." He said, "Whatever." He asked, "How are things down there in Houston?" I said, "Dallas." He said, "Whatever." Anywho, we were on solid footing, so our conversation began. "Hey, Dad, anything I can do for you?" He said, "Here's something you can do. Maybe you can get a broadcasting job on, you know, a network, something seen nationwide like, oh, say, Fox News Channel, where your first cousin Steve has anchored the number one cable morning news show now for decades and has written best-selling cookbooks as well. Even though that sounds very random, it's true. Yeah. You know, the guy that two former presidents know and love." I said, "Dad, how about the current president?" Dad said, "Who cares? Who is the current president?" Dad was on a roll now. He continued, "And how about Steve's son, Peter, who is now White House correspondent for that top-rated cable news channel and who seems to make news nearly every day with his combative style at White House press briefings?" In summary, Dad concluded, "You have two cousins who are nationally known news personalities, and you," referring to me, "are no longer in the regularly scheduled 6, 9, and 10 o'clock newscasts on a local station and have to settle for co-anchoring a show that airs at like 3 in the morning. Am I correct on that? Am I?" Dad wouldn't stop until I admitted that he was correct.
Terrible of your dad to do.
Nearly broken, I waited for his comforting words that always make me feel better at the end of our conversations. He told me that he loved me, quote, "in spite of everything."
God.
November 5th, today, 4:02 a.m., wow. Alarm is going off, and I'm jumping out of bed and informing my driver to get the GD car ready. It's time for me to head downtown to the studios of Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310 The Ticket for muser duty with Craig Jr. Miller. Oh, happy day.
Yay. Well, you ended on an up note there. Wow.
Ooh.
Hey, thank you for sharing all of that. We know it's tough to share sometimes our intimate stuff.
I black out during that. What happened? What just happened?
I love that with so much misfortune, you just keep plowing ahead.
You know, it's
says a lot about
you. It's a fight every day, but we do the best we can, Craig. That's all we can do.
All right, that's Ducey's Diary.